welcome back to another episode of Kyan and Jay.
Hello, everybody.
I don't know what happened to my voice then, but...
It was beautiful. Angelic.
Thank you. I do my best.
Good.
We're back. We've had a week off to rest. Yep. And we're back, bitches.
Hope you missed us. We missed you.
Yeah. We both had a setback.
Mm.
And needed to take a week off to recollect.
Which is fine. We can do that.
It's healthy to take a break.
Yes. So we can keep doing it for longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got a fun episode ahead. We're going to go on our life experiences this week and talk about how you can start yourself up again after you've had a setback. We're then going to go into Word of the Week, see what we've been saying this week. TikTok trendings after that. We'll go through our For You pages, see if you can relate. Then it's horoscopes. Get your very accurate predictions here.
Yes.
And music news. We'll let you know what's been going on in the music world.
Hee hee.
Hee hee. Finally, Crocodile Tank. We always pitch songs to each other, see if we like them.
Slay.
Big slay.
I feel like this is a really good topic to talk about because everybody goes through setbacks in their lives. And it can be anything from breaking your foot to like losing a job or, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Having a setback, having something that's happened. And it's just kind of like messed up your routine and messed up your life. And you're like, oh, I feel lost. So everyone does it. And I was actually talking to my therapist the other day. She was like, well, how do you start yourself back up again? And I was like, I'm using that for a podcast episode.
Steal that, bitch.
Yeah.
Mine, therapist.
Literally, like, I pay you money. I am taking your words. So, Jade and I have compiled a list of some things, and I think it would be cool if we could also, like, say the things, but then also talk about a scenario on how that can be implemented.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. I like it.
So something that I was actually suggested to try was rhythmic music, because apparently when your life's rhythm is misplaced, you listen to rhythmic music and it basically makes your brain like think that you've been like dancing. Like it's like getting back into the rhythm. Like you just, you know how you like sit there and dance on the spot and stuff.
It's yeah. Like
music that you can do that to. And I think something that we could implement that is listening to Rhythm of the Night for 14 hours straight.
Yes. That's the only song though, right?
Yeah. Duh. Like just on repeat. Like, you know, it's like this for 10 hours. It's just that for 14.
Yeah. Rhythm of the Night. 14 hours straight.
Yes.
You know what else you could try? Get yourself going again. Bit of chair yoga.
Mm-hmm. And what is chair yoga, Jade?
I'm going to assume it's where you just sit down and you're like doing stretches. You know how HR hands out like a, here's some office stretches to do. That's what I'm assuming chair yoga is.
Well, this is going to make you feel old because it's for old people.
Oh.
I'm looking at photos of it right now. The chair cat cow stretch.
Oh.
The, chair raised hands pose, which is known as Urdhva Hastasana.
Beautiful.
Also the chair forward bend known as Uttanasana.
Well, that one's kind of fancy.
Yeah. Also the chair extended side angle known as the Utthita Parsvakonasana. Parsvakonasana.
It's like music to my ears.
Parvskavaskona. Sana.
Yeah, you could try that one too.
Or even the chair pigeon, known as Ekapada Rajaka Potasana.
What language is this?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to assume it's Swedish because it's giving me very IKEA vibes.
What about the chair eagle, Garuda Sana?
Yes, Garuda.
I've named my daughter that. Anyways, also, when you were younger, did you ever be like, have a mental breakdown and be like, that's it. I'm cutting my hair. I'm getting getting bangs. That's it. My hair's gone green.
Yeah.
I'm dying at green tomorrow.
Yeah. We had a very strict school policy though, so we couldn't be very adventurous. But oh my lord, if we could, I reckon I'd have scissors to my hair every single week. Stim.
Yeah. See, as a kid, I went through plenty of mental breakdowns and changed my hair. My go-to colours were blue and purple.
Huh.
But I had my friend, we would always like be together and one of us would go through like a mental breakdown, we'd just dye each other's hairs.
Like it's like a cure.
Literally, we'd just be sat in the bathtub like, our life is changing, we're becoming a new person.
Yeah, you're going to be just, so bad after this.
It's like burning your scalp. But you can, to restart yourself, get a bit of a change. It might make you feel better. Just don't do it in an unhealthy way.
You could write a song, a really, really bad song, and release it to the world.
or not. You can just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to, like, yodel.
Collab with the yodeling kid.
Yodeling king. His name's Jad. Little
Yeah,
that one. You also record a video. Recording videos is always fun. Like, it can be like a YouTube video or something like that, or like a TikTok. But just doing something funny. Just doing something funny to, you know, like, help yourself be like, oh, you know what? I'm back. Because, you know, you're getting a bit of like a depression pit. You're like, I need to get out. Try and cosplay something really stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, do it really badly. So it's like, try and cosplay as like a tomato sauce bottle. But, like, wrap yourself in like a red blanket with like your hair in like a cone with actual tomato sauce just poured down your hair, and like try and like do the Dougie or something like that in it.
Yeah.
And record that. You'd 100% go viral. And as well, it would be funny because you'd just be laughing at yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And you wouldn't be thinking about your setback.
Exactly.
Because you'd be tomato saucing.
You'd be literally a sexy tomato sauce. A slutty tomato sauce. Halloween costume.
I'll be barbecue. You want to be tomato? We need aioli.
Or we could be mustard and tomato.
What a combo.
That's what you put on like a hot dog.
Okay. It's giving off like salt, pepper and cumin. Like tomato, barbecue and mustard.
Wow. Mustard's my favorite. Rude.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
You're the only person I've ever met that would have mustard like before tomato or barbecue.
I like mustard and tomato. I don't like barbecue.
Do you eat hot dogs or do you just have it on like chips and stuff?
I would have it on chips. Haven't. Oh, no, I think I have, but I would. But when I have like a hot dog, yeah, I'll make sure to put that. It's like tangy. Gives a little bit of like taste, you know, it's mustard. Anyways.
You could also try doing the opposite of what you would normally do. So you normally go to sleep at night, stay up.
Sleep during the day.
Yeah, see what happens. Like, you don't know what's going on at nighttime. It could be a rave. You're just missing out.
Exactly. It's like, you know how some people say, like, your fate's already set out? What happens if you're just so unpredictable that your fate just becomes, like, null and void?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know what to do.
It's like, you want to eat that? Throw it out.
Yeah. Never let them know your
next
move.
Literally, drink something, pour it on your head.
Yep.
You're going to shower? Drink the shower.
Yeah. Get pulled over.
Pull the cop over.
Pull them over, yep.
Do you know what else would actually be really cool, though?
Mm.
If you and you're like your friends or whatever, or even if you just did it on your own, you come up with like the most stupidest job titles and like make applications for it and like explain why you would be the best. I think being like an advanced unicorn trainer would be really funny.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
So I specialize in horn polishing. Like,
you know, the shimmers on the top. Yeah, it's really delicate. You got to have a steady hand for it.
I have 20 years experience.
20.
I actually graduated from the University of Cone. So I know how to comb them properly. And also something, I don't know, I just thought like an anti-song enthusiast. So like anybody that likes a song, it's like your job to like hate the song.
Yeah, you are the hater. Like you've got to lead the rally.
You could also make like a PowerPoint presentation on really like stupid things.
Like how cheese is sliced.
Yeah, like why is cheese sliced, shredded, and blocked?
Yeah.
Why is it not like a liquid?
Become an expert on something and make a PowerPoint presentation. But yeah. Like, it has to be so random, like horses' tails or like the little plastic bit on a shoelace.
Yeah. Or like different toothbrushes.
Yeah. And what they're all used for. This toothbrush is charcoal.
And it happens to work with the coal of the charcoal.
Yes. Also, you should sniff an orange because apparently when you're stressed, your sense of smell gets sharper. So what better than an orange? Go around sniffing.
I don't know about you, but I feel like oranges are very strong regardless of being stressed or not. So I feel like that's going to be like a whole lot of fuck, jeez.
Imagine being in Woolworths and you just see someone pick up an orange.
I'd buy the orange.
They're like, I'm stressed.
I'm like running up to it and I'm grabbing the orange and putting it in my basket.
It's like, that's mine.
I like lick it. No, I'm kidding. I'm done. Also something that can like help you feel a little bit like refreshed and renewed and kind of help you like into your next little getting you started up again is like getting a new scent.
Yeah.
Like changing up it's like changing up your clothing style. You'd like change your scent or like change your shoes. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. It's and like, then everyone's like, who's here? I don't know that smell.
I'm in my fancy era.
Yeah. Practice self-soothing. You could sit in a bath of milk, stroke your own hair. Kiss the mirror.
Have like a good snog with the mirror. Don't you think the word snog is weird?
Yeah.
What do you mean, snogged him? Like,
I'm gonna go snog him. poo.
I snogged myself in the mirror.
Is that the same as like Australia's root? Just gonna go have a root.
It's kind of gross. Like a root is like a food, isn't it? It's like the bottom of a plant. Who's shoving the bottoms of plants up their ass? That's disgusting. I just traumatized myself.
You could also write a book about your life and this very traumatic or big experience you just had and then become the next best-selling author. Like, it's not hard. You could easily do that.
Exactly, and then you won't be a turf.
Yeah.
You won't just be like a piece of shit that like writes a good book and then like makes all this money and then just becomes and turns into a horrible person. You can actually be a good person. Like Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. You could be the next Dr. Seuss.
Exactly. I do like green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
What is it going to be?
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
What about purple eggs and yam?
Now you're thinking, Kyan.
Basically Harvard graduate.
Yep. Now you're using your bloody head.
We hope that these things helped you and also provided you with some comedic relief. You know, other things you could do is like listen to our podcast. That also helps get you started off again.
Yep.
But also, if you are feeling like you're in a little bit of like a rough patch and you're like, oh shit, I need to like get my life back up again, it is okay to like take the time to just be like, just sit with it for a little bit. Like, you don't have to like immediately pick it back up. If you're not feeling okay, you can stop and you can just have a moment and allowing yourself to experience your feelings rather than bottling them up, because they're going to come out again.
Yep. And what's the rush? You don't need a rush to get better, do you?
Life is fucking fake anyways.
Yeah, it's a simulation at this point.
Honestly, like, whoever's controlling me, bitch, use mother load because I want 50K. See, this for reference. Let's move on to word of the week. What have you been swanged, right?
Scoopity poop. And I think this is derived from Kanye, but also Snoop Dogg, because I've been saying Snoop. Bitty Scoop.
You love Snoop Dogg so much. Honestly, is he a celebrity crush?
He's probably my celebrity best friend crush. Like, I wouldn't ever want to, like, be with Snoop Dogg.
Why not?
But I'd want to be, like, his best friend. What? I just don't think we'd get along in the long run. I'm too, like, erratic and he seems super chill.
It'd just be so high. He'd probably just find you entertaining. He's like, look, it's the horse. Like, yeah. He's like, it's the horse running around.
Hey, it's the unicorn trainer.
Yeah, go brush him.
Yeah. Clean up that horn. But yeah, that's my word of the week. And it sounds fun.
It does. Snoopity poop. My word of the week is unknown. So like, shut up, unknown. Like, it's like unknown for real. Like, you're so unknown. It's basically just calling somebody irrelevant. And it's just like funny to say to somebody, be like, ha, unknown. And they're like, I'm not unknown. People know me. And it's like, unknown, unknown. Ah.
You're just a menace to society, aren't you?
It's fun. Like, somebody looks at you, you're an unknown.
Mm.
They like, insult you. It's like, unknown. It's like, you don't deserve to be on my level. Unknown. So, unknowns, let's move to TikTok trending. What's been on your TikTok?
So many Get Ready With Me videos. Like, and I love them. Like, I love them so much. They keep me company in the mornings and stuff. Like, when I'm getting ready, and we just get ready together. But now I'm like, I feel like I actually know how to be a human now, because like they're getting ready and they're doing their morning routines, and I've never had a morning routine, so I'm like watching them like, oh, this is what other people do. And then there's another girl and she's like chopping up food all the time and prepping all her meals and stuff. I'm like, it's that easy. I could just talk to the camera, get ready with me, chop up some meals. And now I'm like, I bought a cucumber last week. I don't buy cucumbers, but I bought one and I chopped it up because that girl on TikTok chopped it up.
You're just like watching the video and you're just like chopping it up and just throwing it in the bin. Like,
yeah, I'm like, we're the same.
But like the Kendall way, like doing it.
Yeah, like, with like one finger.
That like the elbow like bent to ungodly angles.
Oh man. I've also had a bunch of readings on my For You page. Like they just pop up and they're like, I've got this message screaming at me, and if you're watching this, you're meant to see it. And I had like 7 pop up in a row, and I was like, well, I guess I'm meant to see all of them. And then it's like 1 million people have liked all of them. It's like, I guess we're all getting the same message today. This is nice. It's like we all thought it was targeted to us. And it's like, no, like you're all just generic. Anyway.
I'm going to do that, but I'm going to use like a Coles card.
Yeah.
Like, guys, I have a message to show you. 50% off at Coles. Like,
damn, damn, prices are down.
Hire me.
Yeah.
What a slay, though.
Yeah, they've all been saying I'm going to get super rich soon, that I won't know what to do with all the money. And I believe them.
Yeah. Stay delusional, girl.
Yeah. What about you?
It's okay, you can be rich. Because then you can, like, pay for us to have a studio rather than just, like, recording in just, like, random corners of rooms and my bedroom. And
keeps us humble.
Yeah. You know how, like, we're kind of, like, low-key in the age of AI?
Yeah, it's scary.
That's, like, all that my TikTok has been. It's just, like, AI covers. So they've been, like, Drake and Ariana Grande are, like, the two biggest people that have been made to just sing, like, every fucking song you can think of. It's honestly funny because they met, like, Drake singing, like, baby girl songs. And then, like, Ariana Grande covers, like, everything. She covered Kill Bill and actually sounded like her. It was really scary. I didn't like it, but, like, it was so good. But, yeah, so I had that. And also, people, you know, like, the Bratz movies and TV shows and stuff like that?
Yeah.
People have been, like, making, like, mini episodes with, like, AIs and they're fucking hilarious. They're like, move, skank. It's like a guy skating on a skateboard. Bratz. And he's like, oh, my God, my third nose. Fuck. It's like, now, what did you do? I sold him feet pics. Like, it's just the most, like, outrageous shit, but it's funny as fuck and so entertaining. So yeah, get around it. Get around the Bratz AI.
Yeah.
It's fucking mint.
AI freaks me out.
It does to me too. I don't like to give it too much personal information, but you know what? The government fucking probably already looks at everything we do anyway, so eh.
Yeah, we're all being hacked here in Australia anyway. Everyone's got everyone's information for something.
It's probably all around the world. Let's be real. Everybody's probably got everyone's everything. I may as well just have fun while losing my privacy. So yeah. AI, making Bratz scenes, it's a slay.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the horriest time of the week.
What's up, whores? It's time for this week's horoscopes.
Horoscopes. Aries, break your ankle. Jesus, so intense.
I'm coming with a vendetta. I broke mine first, you go. You know, it's like you go first. I already did, bitch. Your turn.
Yeah, you know the saying, if your friends were all going to jump off a cliff, would you jump too? Aries, it's your turn to break your ankle. Taurus did it last week. Come on, here we go.
Exactly. Capricorn, I'm going to need you to eat some Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
It's just like a feeling that I've got, you know, like the stars are telling me you need to eat Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. Gemini, Gwiddly hit the gwitty witty. Gwiddly hit the gwitty witty.
You don't know what that is? Literally go on TikTok and search up Gwiddy.
Wittily go on Gwigwok and Gwiddly.
Exactly. Now, Libra, you need to delete the Sims off of your damn computer. It's time to be productive. Stop making fake scenarios with your love life and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't need to drown everyone in a pool with no ladders.
That's my favourite thing to do. That or, like, get them to, like, touch the cow plant that's hungry because it eats them.
Oh, my goodness. Sims is a scary world. I never got into it.
Well, good, because you got to delete it.
Sagittarius, slay the mama house boots.
Down.
Down.
Up, left, right.
Center.
Slay. Now, Taurus, it's our season. It's Taurus season. Time to be hectic. Just be mad. Like, do whatever you want. Honestly, fuck it.
Yeah.
You want to, like, bleach your hair? Do it. You want to, like, eat that kebab? Do it. You want to go get a kebab tattooed? Do it.
Do it. Just do it.
You want to break your foot with fucking Aries? Do it.
Virgo, become a nun. Ya sinner.
Ya bloody sinner. Now, Cancer, I know it's getting to that time of year, you're like getting a little bit struggle, you know, the economy and stuff like that. You know, the stars are just aligned and they're just sending me a message that you need to sell your foot pics online.
You're going to make a buttload of money, man.
Yeah, or a footload of money.
You're so funny.
A toe load.
Okay, you can leave now, Kane. I've got the rest from here. Thank you.
Wow.
Pisces. Eat a cheeseburger, but with no cheese.
And no lettuce. And no tomato.
Mm-mm.
And no bun.
Nope.
And no burger.
You don't eat it.
Just like eat the burger without the burger.
Yeah.
You eat the not the erger.
Yeah, literally order it and then like take everything off and see what they bring you.
They just bring you like a napkin. Like. Yeah. Leo, set Won Young from IVE as your lock screen. That's WON. YOUNG from IVE, IVE, as your lock screen.
Iridocyclitis.
Exactly. It's giving spelly. Is that real?
Yeah. Scorpio. Block your crush.
Block him.
Just fuck him.
A lock. Just blockity block block.
Yep.
Now, Aquarius, is it cheese or Chez? What one are you going to be? Are you going to have cheese or are you going to have Chez?
There's only two options.
Yeah. Not Chez, not Chez or Chez. What's another way you can say cheese? Anyways, yeah, it's cheese or Chez. Oh, cheese.
Cheese.
Well, anyway, that's right. That's this week, 100% QR qualified underscore with the... on the top of the letterboard with a red tomato and a chicken nugget in front of a moving car that's going to be hit by a bus in three blocks and
oh my God.
With some fluff and a cat leg horoscope QR predictions. And that's the scientific version. And we call it...
horoscopes!
Let's move on to music news.
Why is this so chaotic? Rihanna has become the most followed woman on Twitter after taking over Katy Perry. In front of her are men, just so you know, Justin Bieber, Barack Obama, we stan Barack Obama, and Elon Musk, who is the owner of Twitter now, and it seems very like...
it's rigged.
Yeah. He's like, I want this many.
Actually, I never followed him before he bought Twitter, but now I follow him and I've like fucking unfollowed him and I keep following him back and I'm not doing it.
What the heck? That's weird. That's yeah. Conspiracy.
He just wants to be the most followed person. Is his dick that small that he needs that verification? Anyways, stan Rihanna.
You go, girl.
Ariana Grande, she's opened up about fans' concerns about her body and urging them to be kinder to others. Yeah, she posted, like, a video online being like, I don't normally address these things, but, like, people are commenting on my weight. Don't. Like, everybody's valuable and sexy and beautiful and...
It's kind of sad she had to make that post. The director of The Little Mermaid has revealed Harry Styles turned down the role in the live-action film because he wanted to be in, like, darker movies, which he was, wasn't he? He was in,
Some show.
Something My Darling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello, Darling.
With Olivia Wilde or whatever it was.
Yeah. So it's, like, makes sense, but, yeah, he could have been Prince Eric. That was who he was going to be.
A fuckboy, basically.
Yeah.
He's perfect for that role.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you for listening to our Totally Information. We're so informative. We're actually the new Google. It's www.kianj.com/your mum. Yep. Let's move on to /crocodile tank. And you know what I realised? We pitch songs to each other, right? All we do is we just play each other the song.
Hmm.
Is that really pitching a song?
I don't think so. Should maybe, we say something else?
Maybe we should like give each other like three reasons why we should listen to the song. And like, then
yeah.
And then you review it.
We can start doing presentations.
Okay, not that much. I don't know who you think I am, but like would you like to propose your song to me?
Okay. So, Kyan, the song I'm gonna pitch to you is Hoops by Bliss and Esso. And the reasons I think you should listen to this song is because it incorporates the very popular song from the Rubens, Hoops. Hoops and everything get back. It's Australian hip hop, which you should be proud of because it's your culture. And it came out this week. They're my three reasons.
Slay. Well, you convinced me. And I listened. So here's my review.
Exciting.
I recognized the chorus and now I know why. I thought this song was the one that I knew because I was like, whoops. Anyways, yeah, I feel like the rappers are either really fucking hot or really fucking ugly. No in between.
I don't really know.
I'm not even going to bother to Google. I don't want to know. Do you know what? It's like Ariana Grande. She's black. I don't want to see men. I've seen enough. It's not bad. Got a boppy beat. I love the chorus, props, because it's the only part that I know. It's fun to sing along to. But the raps feel like a bit of a breakup song, but it's got like a nice happy chappy vibe. So it's like, loves and rainbows, but we're actually wanting to kill ourselves. such a mood. And I love the lyric where he says, watch the snake swallow its own tail. Like, that's kind of slay.
Gangster.
It's like, okay, dude, 13 Queen. He really said throat code. And the bridge is really cute, like the rapping bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I read, yes, sing it, my hair, sing it in my hair, sing it in my head, yes, chorus, snap, 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 chorus, yep, snap, 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 never get back, never get back, never get back. okay, sheep. I love the ending. So, yeah, good song. Me likey, likey, likey.
Would you listen to it again?
Yeah. Oops, and everything get back. So, now I suppose I should pitch mine to you. Let me just put on my professional glasses.
Very professional.
So, Jade, I have come to you today with a proposal to listen to a song. Mm-hmm. It's called Hold On Tight by Esper. Now, the reasons why you should listen to said song is because it is the actual original soundtrack to the new Tetris movie.
Oh.
Yes. And on top of that, it actually, the backing track, not the voices, was actually made by some random DJ person on TikTok. It went viral and then Tetris was like, oh my God, let's use it. And then Esper was like, we'll sing. So there's that.
Mm.
And it's catchy as fuck.
Well, I'm convinced. What can I say?
I'm so glad. So you're in.
I'm in. I'll listen. The intro was super quirky and really short, which I liked. I hate when intros just drag on and you're like, is this a verse? No, it was the intro and they made that very clear. It was just like a little bit of springy effects sort of, and then into the song. It makes me feel kind of uneasy because it like breaks my expectations of how it was going to go. Every time I thought they were going to end on a high note, they'd end on a low note. Every time I thought the verse was going to end, it would keep going for another bar. Like I just did not know what to expect. And it had like a disco pop vibe, but like there's something sinister going on as well at the same time. That's the vibe. And it's very mysterious. It's like, I feel like I'm explaining it how it is, but I can't like actually tell you what's gonna make it mysterious, because it's just like the whole vibe. It's just the vibe. Every single element that they included, it works like so well together, and you can tell they've got a really good production team behind them. Like, side note, what can they make a movie about Tetris? Like, what's gonna happen?
I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen clips of it, and it's like some guy goes to like Russia or Germany or something like that, and is like, but you're American. No, I'm Dutch, but you're from America. I was raised in New York, but I'm actually this, but I'm that. And then that's all I've seen so far. And it's like people hell sus of him.
Oh.
And so it sounds like it's probably about a situation unknown, dangerous thing. I don't know. What are they going to do? Be like, oh my God, I don't know. Oh my God, it goes here. Anyways.
I was instantly a fan of this song because it was so just like, made me feel good, but also the uneasy bit, but also good. It's very short, which I like. And I said, it sounds like it should be in a movie. And then it was. So, slay. I liked it and I'd listen again.
Is it going on the playlist?
It's going on the playlist.
Oh my God, it's going on the playlist.
Oh my God, everyone buckle up.
I've made it. I've made it in life. It's going on the playlist. Well, thank you guys, and thank you for investing in the song with me. I'm glad we own half of it now, and I'm glad I own Oops by Blue Sinesso.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Kyan and Jade.
It's been real.
It's Kyan and Jade. I'm trying to do it in this accent, you know? So thank you. And don't forget to follow us on social media. We've got our TikTok and our Instagram. It's Kyan J Podcast. And our Facebook and Twitter, it's Kyan J Podcast. And on that note, we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Guten Tag.